Thank you for that introduction. Once again, my name is Bradley Wilson. I'm a master's student at Mississippi State University working under Dr. Darren Dodds. And this presentation is on the effect of nematode control practices on profitability in cotton production. So just an introduction to cotton in Mississippi. It was ranked fourth in commodities in 2014 and contributed to over $403 million in revenue in 2014. Our production in hectares in 2016 reached approximately 170,000 hectares, and then that was contributed to $442 million of revenue in Mississippi. So we're here to look at the reniform nematode. It is a major nematode across the Mid-South. In 2016, approximately 5% yield loss in Mississippi due to the reniform, and 205,300 bales lost due to infestation of this nematode as well in Mississippi. The estimated annual loss in the U.S. is approximately $130 million per acre. Reniform distribution, tropical to subtropical regions, sandy loam, sandy clay, and clay loam are typical soil types that you'll find this nematode in. If you look on the picture on the right, there's a description of Mississippi and the counties. The counties in green are where the reniform nematode has been observed and found. The reniform nematode, the Rhodolincus reniformis is the scientific name, is a semi-endoparasitic nematode, which is meaning partially inside the root. The infection stage comes from the vermiform female, which infects plant roots and then finds a permanent site to feed, and then we'll lay eggs as well. So populations over threshold in Mississippi. If you look here, the three here we have are Lance, Reniform, and Root Knot, and you can see the difference in population number per pint that would cause over threshold. So Reniform is much higher than the other two, with 1,000 in the spring. It jumps to 2,000 during the summer and 5,000 approximately in the fall. So symptoms of this nematode, you get nutrient deficiencies, foliage discoloration, just due to blockage of the roots, unable to take up water and nutrients. Stunting, which will occur in small to large areas of the field. You'll see up and down plant heights, and then as well as reduced fruiting throughout the growing season, and that will continue into different growing seasons if the problem is not addressed. As well as increased incidence and severity of seedling diseases, such as fusarium wilt and verticillium wilt. Some management practices that can be used for this nematode. Cultural practices, such as tillage. You want to expose the roots to dry out the nematodes. Rotation with corn, sorghum, and peanuts are all non-host crops that can benefit you with rotation. And then chemical applications, you can make a soil fumigant application before planting, seed furrow applications at planting, and seed treatments as well. So just some cost and seed treatments that are used in Mississippi commonly. So Aris, which is at $45 per hectare. Fluoxypyroxate is at $29 per hectare. And Copio, which is at $36 per hectare. And the seed treatment control is early season protection of seed. Usually you get up to approximately 28 days of protection from the seed treatment in low to moderate nematode populations. So in-furrow treatment costs, just some common in-furrows that are also used. AgLogic, which is Aldicarb, is a granule nematicide, and Vellum Total, which is a liquid. But the AgLogic, it costs approximately $74 per hectare. And Vellum Total, which is at approximately $93 per hectare. And in-furrow treatment control, you'll get early season protection from nematodes. You also get some systemic control as well. And add with a seed treatment can increase control in higher nematode populations. Soil fumigant was used, commonly used Telon 2. However, it's very expensive, $130 per hectare. So the objective of our research was to determine the profitability of common nematode control practices in cotton production in the Mid-South, as well as Mississippi. Applications of these treatments are very expensive, and we wanted to determine return on investment for producers. And then variety selection, we selected an aggressive variety to determine if it had any effect on yield in higher nematode populations. So we had two different regions that we were looking at, the delta and non-delta regions. We had one location in the hill region or non-delta region, which was Hamilton, Mississippi, and it was a Prentice fine sandy loam under continuous cotton, no-till, with a hard pan below the soil. Our three locations for the delta included Oswego, Mississippi, which is a dub silt loam, Stoneville, Mississippi at the Delta Research and Extension Center under a Bosquet very fine sandy loam, and Tula, Mississippi, in, which is a Collins silt loam. So this was a factorial arrangement of treatments in a randomized complete block. You had four row plots and four replications of those plots. Once again, our two varieties, we used a passive and an aggressive variety, Phytogen 499 being the aggressive variety, and Phytogen 222 being the passive variety. Here you see a table for just for 2017, Hamilton, Shuttleworth, and Oswego. We did not show dates for 2016, but 2016 was run in with these. So we used 2016 data as well. But we just wanted to show 2017 planting dates and applications. But you see in Hamilton, the tell-on application, they were really close to each other, April 13th and April 17th between non-Delta and Delta. Our planting dates, May 3rd, May 19th, and May 11th, and whether it was irrigated, the seed per foot, and the row spacing that was used. So our seed treatments in this study contain Aris, which is thiodicarb, and imidacloprid. The base, which is the fluxapyroxad, which is a base fungicide, Copio, which is fluopyrum. Our in-furrow treatments consisted of AgLogic 15G, which is aldicarb. The application rate is at 5.6 kilograms per hectare. And then also Vellum Total with fluopyrum plus imidacloprid. And the application rate used for that was 1.3 liters per hectare. Soil fumigant application, like I said, Telon 2 was used. The active in that is 1,3-dichloropropene. The application rate was made at 28.1 liters per hectare and at a depth of 30.4 centimeters. And this is just a picture of our Telon rig that we use at Mississippi State. And just to commonly see what kind of equipment you need to have to apply a soil fumigant. So here is our treatment list, treatment 1 through 6. You see in the pre-treatment column where you applied Telon, and then next you had your seed treatments, whether it was base, Aris, or Copio, and then as well as the in-furrow portion of the column, you either had in-furrow or you had seed treatments alone. And treatment 7 through 12 is the same treatments, just no Telon in that section. So materials and methods, the data collected, stand counts at 21 days, height and bloom at harvest, total nodes, node above white flower, node above crack bowl, nematode samples, and lint yield. Our data analysis was ANOVA using PROC mixed, SAS 9.4, and a pairwise t-test to separate means at alpha equals 0.05. So before we get into the results, we had some data for height and bloom and height at bloom and just not going to have enough time to show it. But I'd like to say this, and this is a location in the delta that we used. And you can see height differences from your right to your left with using Copio or just a seed treatment alone versus base plus AgLogic. You can definitely see a height difference between those plots. And we saw height differences throughout either in the delta and non-delta region. So this is a yield by Telon application. On the left axis, you have yield in kilograms per hectare. On the right, on the bottom axis, you have your Telon, no Telon. And you can see Telon, when you apply Telon, it significantly increased yield compared to application of no Telon. And these were run across locations. So yield by variety, and this is kind of something that we didn't think we'd see. So on the left side, you have the yield by kilogram per hectare, and on the x-axis, you have Phytogen 222, your two varieties. And we really thought the aggressive variety would compensate and out-yield for the nematode, but what we actually saw was phytogen 222 significantly out-yielded phytogen 499, and this was, again, across all locations. So our inferred seed treatment across all locations, we had yield on the y-axis, kilograms per hectare, and then your inferred and your seed treatments on the x-axis. And you can see a trend here where in higher nematode populations, a base or a seed treatment plus an info application kind of increased compared to just adding a seed treatment alone with these. So base plus AgLogic and base plus Vellum Total were significantly the same, but they were greater compared to Aris, base, and Copio alone. So just to look at the profit of nematode control, we used two different, like I said, we had two different regions, so we used two different base production costs, and these were from Mississippi State Ag economic budgets. But in the non-Delta region, our base production costs range from $1,292 per hectare to $1,400 per hectare. And this was above fixed costs. So this is just what the variable costs that the grower put in. Our lint yield ranged from 762.9 kilograms per hectare to 861.3 kilograms per hectare. Now, in the Delta region, it was irrigated, so we used an irrigated budget, which increases the budget, and the budget for variable costs, but also being in the Delta increases because you're going to make more applications for insecticides and pests and such thing as that. So our Delta region, our base production cost was from $1,958 to $2,075 per hectare. Lint yield was from 1067 to 1178 kilograms per hectare, and they were 2 to 3 seed per foot. Price per kilogram of lint was $1.54, which is approximately 70 cents per pound. So the profit in the non-Delta region, base plus AgLogic you can see here, and base plus Vellum Total, you can see that these are higher trends with these yields. But you can also look down and at the base application of just the fungicide, and you also see a very high return on investment. So maybe in the non-Delta region, you can get away with one seed treatment application. Profit in the Delta region, the yields on the left were increased in the Delta, but you can see base plus AgLogic again was the highest return on investment. But you go back to look at the base here in the Delta, and you're only getting $26 per hectare increase versus $92 with a base plus AgLogic. So maybe that's just telling us in the Delta region, we could use base plus AgLogic and get a greater increase compared to just using base alone. So in conclusion, Telone significantly increased lint yield compared to no Telone application. Phytogen 222 yielded significantly higher than phytogen 499, and base plus AgLogic added more economic return over fixed costs in the Delta and non-Delta region. And this data agrees with Burmester et al. In 1998, who observed 120 to 200 kilogram per hectare increase in seed cotton yield with the use of Alticarb compared to no other treatment. So the future research continue the evaluation of profitability of nematode control practices in cotton throughout the Mid-South. I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated, Dr. Darren Dodds, Dr. Tom Allen, the graduate student workers for all their help this year. And at this time, I'd like to take any questions you might have. Yes, sir. And so the question was, I didn't show any cost or economic returns for Telone. So with the application of Telone, with all these yields above variable fixed costs, the economic return would be negligible. You would not have any economic return based on the Telone application.